Chapter 2. Katie. I tuck my dab pen in my purse before asking the Uber driver to drop me off on Connecticut Avenue, less than a block from the front door of my dad's office building in D.C. A quick glance in the mirror on the back of my phone reflects my bright red eyes. I shouldn't have taken that second hit. Haven't quite got the hang of this yet, but after my dad moved out in June, my friend Jen saved me with this little gift. I'll tip you on the app. I wave at the Uber dude before exiting his ancient Honda. Thanks! He pulls away from the curb as soon as I close the door. His car putters off, leaving me in the shadow of the multi-story building that is basically my dad's second home. It's near Nordstrom Rack and GW University, so there are actually a lot of people close to my age in the vicinity. The first time I remember coming here was for a bring-your-daughter-to-work day. Fourth grade. Mom had dressed me in a blue velvet dress from Crew Cuts, a sparkle headband, tights, and gray suede ankle boots. She'd stuffed my backpack with a sketch pad, colored pencils that smelled like cherries and grapes and lemons, and a copy of Wonderstruck. Dad had let me sit at his desk and explained to me what he did. Reading and writing those contracts every day sounded boring, but I saw the same buzz in his eyes that he got whenever I made him proud. I've tried to make him proud all the time, so he'd make it home for dinner, or spend more time with me on the weekends than just our Sunday morning runs. Now we don't even have those. When I yank on the heavy glass door, the lobby I've entered less than a dozen times since that first day is pretty much the same. Shiny, cream-colored marble tile floors inlaid inside a hideous rose-colored border, mirrors and brass on the walls, the scuffle of shoes coming and going, the bell tones from the elevator banks behind the security desk. Normally, I get really nervous here, but my muscles are finally loosening thanks to that second hit. Things move in slow motion as I cross the security desk, sign in, stick a little badge on my shirt, and head to the elevator. Top floor. My dad's corner office has a pretty sweet view. When I get off the elevator, I stop at the reception desk rather than risk catching my dad in his office with Lauren. She works here too. High as I am, if I see her, I might do or say something nobody will like. Like the first time I met her, right after Dad moved out. He'd brought her to lunch without warning me, so I ignored her the entire time. My mom might hover too much, but she'd never blindside me. The receptionist looks maybe 5 years older than me. Blonde, like Lauren. Big boobs, also like Lauren. My mom isn't sexy. She's just a mom. Brown, curly hair that she pulls into a ponytail most days. Hardly wears makeup. Smiles way too much for any normal person most of the time. But not so much this summer. Didn't she know that all the gold diggers in this office would go after him? I mean, he's loaded, he's nice-looking for an old guy, and he's so smart. Everybody wants his attention. Mom was careless to let her guard down. But Dad didn't just leave her. He left me, too. If he really thought I was so special, he wouldn't do that. Hi, can you let my dad know I'm here? Richard Chase, I mean? I clear my throat and try to pull myself together so he can't tell that I vaped. I'm Katie. The cheap-looking version of Lauren smiles at me. Sure, Katie. Go ahead and take a seat. While she connects to my dad's office, I plop onto the leather sofa. This area reminds me a little of home. Our old home. The Tibetan carpet. The red and golds and burnished brown decor with glossy wood tables. Classic. Like Dad in his navy blue suits. My eyes water, so I close them and swallow the lump in my throat. Round and round I twine a long strand of hair until there is almost no feeling left in my fingertip.
Katie!
My eyes pop open to catch my dad crossing the small reception area, his arms open for me.